58, I think the first album came out, and on that was the song Tom Dooley. And no one, when we went down, we'd been playing in San Francisco with the Purple Onion for 8 or 10 months, and we were the fair haired boys in San Francisco. We packed a place, it was a tiny little place, but we were sort of the town pets, and thriving on it. You know, it's such a gorgeous town, and we were like, you know, the sweethearts of society and the sweethearts of the beatniks, and it was really a neat thing. And they recorded us at Capitol. They didn't know quite what we did, but they knew we were being successful here. So they said, well, okay, come on down and record. The album took, I think, 3 days to record, 2 or 3 days, because it was stuff we'd been doing in the show, with just one big Telefunken mic for the vocals and one instrument mic. No overdubbing, no, you know, it was monaural. And we put that out. We were all really excited, you know, to have an album, you know, with your picture on it. You can send it to your mother, you know, if nothing else happened. It came out when we were in New York, and nothing really happened greatly to it. And we did a lot of promo things, disc jockeys, interviews and stuff. Finally, a disc jockey up in Salt Lake City, which is sort of a test market, because it's out in the boondocks, and they have a lot of radios, very big up there. One of the disc jockeys up there started playing Tom Dooley off the album, and called our manager and said, wow, get Capitol to put this out as a single. It's just a smash hit, number one off the album on our singles chart. And he made some calls to the disc jockey, called some friends in Seattle and down in Texas, and they started playing it. Capitol just said, oh man, it's just a fluke, you know, you guys are just wackos, you know, you haven't been in a city in a long time. So Capitol said, okay, you know, they want Tom Dooley, we got to have a hit song on the other side if we're going to release it, so they can switch it over, or they can play the other side. So they gave us, they wrote some song, a corny song called Ruby Red. And we were back in New York, and they said, okay, if you record this song, you know, we'll think about putting it out. So we needed an arrangement. We were working at the Village Vanguard at the time, and we'd gotten to know Freddie Hellerman, the Weavers, quite well. And we said, Freddie, would you just arrange this thing for us real quick so we can just get it out of the way? And we went over to Freddie's house. He made a little arrangement, Ruby Red, Ruby Red. It worked out. We recorded it, and they put it on the back side of Tom Dooley, or they thought it was going to be the front side. they called us. This is just a little anecdote. They called Freddie and said, how would you like to be paid in the way, you know, would you like just, you know, a fee, or would you like a percentage of the record? And he said, oh, God, send me a fee, $100 for doing the arrangement. I see Freddie now. He could have made, you know, 3/4 of a million bucks if he'd taken a point or two on that record.